Kultura koktajlowa.
Koktajlna
kultura.
Koktajlna kultura.
Koktajl kultur.
Wissen Berliner Bars. Destilliert von Spirits Volley und Artisan Barcamp.
Welcome back. Today we're in Yerevan, in Armenia. It's super hot outside, it's in the middle of July, so we're sitting in a park close to one of the most popular bars. And our guest today is Araik. Hi, Araik.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for an invitation to this chat and talking. I'm Araik Amzayan. I live in Yerevan. I'm a chef. I'm 23 now. I'm working as a personal chef of ex-prime minister, and also when he was a prime minister, and it was a great experience for me. And also we have some other projects. The most important and the favorite for me is Yerevan Food Fest. And this year we had one more project. It's named Gastro Camp Armenia. It's a really successful project for us. We're going to have the second one, the third one, till we will have that project in all the regions of Armenia.
So Gastro Camp is number one, Yerevan Food Fest is number two. Gastro Camp wants to bring the different flavors and regions of Armenia to the attention of chefs?
Yes. The main idea of Gastro Camp to have really nice days in professional cycle with professional people. There we have chefs. The next time we will have also barmans. We are going and we are starting with expedition and exploring the different products, different herbs, and typical for that region products. And in the last day, we are having a briefing and making a new menu, which will be regional, and you can't find that dishes or that cocktails in other places in Armenia.
So the idea of Gastro Camp is to be very regional, and because Armenia is rich in different food traditions, uncovering that.
Yeah, and the most important goal is to have a gastronomic map of Armenia, and every region will have his own menu, and will show that region with the plates. And you will have all the products tasted in one plate.
Mm-hmm. Now, Armenia, many people know it from history. It's in the middle of Caucasus. Compared to Germany, it's as big as Brandenburg. It has 3.5 million inhabitants. A third of them live in Yerevan. Compared to the comparatively small size of the country, you are very rich in food, in different styles, in herbs. What would you say are the top five ingredients that we can understand Armenia is strong with?
Really good question. And I'll say that the basis of Armenian cuisine, and then we will try to find that five together.
Okay.
And the base of Armenian cuisine and the taste for the first is herbs. The second is grains. Third is the products that is possible to preserve,
like cucumbers, like, onions.
Cucumbers, onions, like we have aveluk, for example. It's a herb that we can make preservation, dry them, and use it again in winter.
The English name is sorrel, right?
Sorrel, yes. We call it aveluk. And for example, lavash, our bread, is the best best way to preserve bread.
Because it's a really thin white bread that's even a world heritage.
Yes. And it's an amazing example of preservation of food, that you can hang that bread. It will become dry, and when you want, you just brush it with water and it's fresh again. Mm-hmm. And for example, the sweet taste of Armenia, it's dry fruits and honey, all natural. We had no sugar here. It's the last 100 years that we have sugar here. and we were using honey, dry fruits. The salt and salty part as a starter is always pickles. We are using a salting technology to preserve vegetables, and for example the pressing technology to press the meat as pastrami or basturma.
So pressing, like flattening it?
Yeah, for example, the piece of meat, it stays about 3-4 days in a salt and then goes under the press and you lose the,
the juices. Juice.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you have preserved meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you're starting to think about what are other ingredients, and we're focusing on drinks and on cocktails here. Apart from the bread, lavash, and from like dried salted meat, there's a lot in there that can be used in bars. Pickled vegetables, fruits, dried fruits, apricots, pears, mulberries. For me, it feels like there's a lot of dry food, but still it's a garden. Armenia is a garden. The Armenian kitchen takes a lot of it. How about the bars? Have they developed a cuisine style?
About the bar in Armenia, the mixing of drinks was not so popular in Armenia as in Europe. But now we are going to explore new tastes because we have drinks like ori. It's a distillery of different fruits, berries. We have wine. We have brandy, which we call cognac. Arat. Arat brandy is the most popular. We have some liqueurs also, and now it's going to be developed in Armenia because of different people that are developing, not because of the market. And I see how our barmen are working, how they love their job, how they love what they are doing, and how serious they are with their job. And it gives a big picture that just a little group can change the market.
For sure.
Yeah. And now the market and the customers started to ask for cocktails, started to ask something new, not only margarita or cosmopolitan or mojito. They are asking for improvise, they're asking something special from barman, and it's always great, and it's always pleasure for barman to make it.
That was our first of two episodes with Arag Amzayan of Yerevan. Tune back in for the second episode to learn who's pushing the envelope in this far removed corner of the cocktail world.